Okay, and as promised, we are here today with Mrs. Tammy Stevens from Bear Lake High School. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
And we've had a lot of discussion, a lot of people who have asked us to do some interviews about Summit, the Summit Learning Program. And so you have generously agreed to come out and talk about this subject, and it's a controversial subject in our community right now. And we are pre-recording this interview. We should say that. So if a question comes to mind and something you want to ask, write it down, text it to me later, and we may have Mrs. Stevens come out again another time and address any more questions that pop up as you hear this interview. But you won't be able to call in live. That's the purpose of telling you that this is not a live interview. So let's just get started right off the bat. Tammy, what is Summit Learning?
Well, I have to start with a phrase that's been kicked around for about a decade now, and that's content is debt. And what that means is that just knowing the information is not good enough for our students anymore. And so the traditional way of teaching and learning doesn't work the way it used to. And that's just because society has changed. What students really need today is a school that teaches skills and habits and thinking that support future independent learners. And that's what we get with Summit Learning. It's not just a platform, but it's also giving us tools to help our students to become self-directed learners. But it's more than just those tools. It's the philosophy of Summit Learning, and that's what I fell in love with. And that philosophy includes a combination of things. Among those is a combination of repeated assessments, formative feedback, and attention to the skills that make students strong, self-directed learners. And that's huge. Just in the little over a year that we've been using Summit, I've already seen students begin that transformation from grade chasing and point chasing to self-improvement. And what that means is that the emphasis is not on just achieving the grade, but it's on using the achievement, tying it to improvement. So that's different from the traditional classroom where it was point counting. And students before, the students who knew how to learn and knew how to study and could use the system, they did well. And the rest of the students didn't. And after high school, those students who didn't still didn't. And that's the culture we're trying to change.
Right, right. So I love how you pointed out that it's so different from traditional learning. You and I grew up in an era where we went to school, we sat in the desk for 8 hours, and we listened to a teacher talk and took notes, and we went home and did the homework. And you know what? If we didn't understand the way the teacher taught it, then we were reading the book, and Mom and Dad were reading with us, and everyone was frustrated by the time we went to bed, because we were trying to teach ourselves what we couldn't understand at school. This is a totally different program. So walk us through what a normal day would be like. They're still in the front of the classroom teaching, but how is it different from what you and I experienced as
well,
students?
Well, actually, I'm not in front of the classroom teaching on a daily basis. I'm in the middle of the classroom. I'm going from student to student. At any point in time, if you come into my classroom or almost any classroom, what you're going to be seeing is groups of students working together, a teacher maybe doing some whole class instruction, because we do still do whole class instruction. But you're going to see the small group instruction. You're going to see students talking to one another, but they're having educational conversations, and they're helping one another. You're going to see the teacher sitting at in a group of students, while everybody outside of the group is self-directed and doing what they need to do, and the teacher is helping these particular students with a certain skill that they haven't yet mastered, and to help them to master that skill in a little bit different way. Summit Learning gives us tons of resources. If any parents been on it before, the biggest complaint I hear from parents about the resources is, there's so much there. And there is. And so what we're trying to do is help the students to wade their way through all of the different types of resources and find out what works for them. Do they just want to read? Do they want to do a little bit of reading and watching videos? Do they need to take Cornell notes? Do they just take notes a little bit different way? Do they want to put their notes on flashcards and help themselves to study that way? So, you know, it is whole group instruction the way it's always been, but it's also so much more individualized with small group instruction and one-on-one, especially in the mentoring classes. So much one-on-one goes on now, and with the technology, the students, even if they're home and get stuck, they can either find a different resource, or a lot of my students are emailing me in the evening, and I can answer right back, did you look at this, or did you go here? And that helps them too.
Okay, so it's open communication, more one-on-one education going on. And the thing I love, it's people who've asked me about it, and I'm obviously not an expert, but I try to put it in the simplest terms because this is the way I think. In math, where we were taught addition, and we were taught subtraction, and then we went on to multiplication. And a lot of people struggle with multiplication. So if you don't learn that concept, the next section of the book, you move on to division. Well, if you haven't learned multiplication, division's going to be difficult for you. But the teacher had to continue moving forward.
Right.
And in this type of learning, it's mastery learning. So if the child struggles in, and this is hypothetical, so we're not doing this in the grade school right now, but if the child's struggling with the multiplication, they continue to work on that till they master it before they're forced to move on to the division. And that's kind of what we're doing here. That's what it is, right?
It is. And one of the misconceptions is that a student can take all the time in the world to learn at their own pace. Right. And we still have to have deadlines with the Summit Learning Platform because we do still have to move on.
Right.
And that's where that one-on-one and the small group and honestly where the student coming in extra is so important. But what we're trying to instill is that culture of, I know I don't get this yet, and yet is such a powerful word, but if I keep working on it, and if I go to the teacher for help, and if I stay after school or come in early or make arrangements with the teacher, come in for Friday school. It's for some students, it is going to take more time, and that's a fact.
Right.
My sophomores right now are reading To Kill a Mockingbird. And, today's Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday. we were going through Atticus's closing statements in To Kill a Mockingbird. And I really have quite a Swiss cheese memory here. So I'm looking here. I brought this quote with me. But Atticus is talking about the phrase, all men are created equal, as he's giving his closing statements. And I know a lot of you out there have read To Kill a Mockingbird. So he's giving his closing statements to the jury, and he says, and this is a quote, some people are smarter than others. Some people have more opportunity because they're born with it. Some people are born gifted beyond the normal scope of most men, end quote. And so what I've personally experienced with Summit, with the platform, with the numerous resources we have available to us, with our mentoring time, we can use technology with a purpose to support every student and to create equality for all of our students. And that's what is so exciting. You know, I've taught for 37 years, and I still find this so exciting to be able to help students learn to learn. It does take some more time, and that's the hard part that some students and parents are having with the program. But you know, those students have always had a harder time learning. And parents have always had a hard time with that, as they should. And it's frustrating. But you know, learning is a very personal journey. And now we can personalize what we do with all of the tools available to us in the Summit Learning Program. But again, it's not easy.
Right. Self-motivated, the key words there.
Mm-hmm.
So the student does have to be a lot more motivated in this program.
Well, and we have to help show students the importance of being self-motivated.
Right.
You know, there's the phrase spoon-feeding our students. And I was so guilty of that for so many years. I thought I was a great teacher because I gave them everything that I thought they needed. And I had a lot of students succeed at Bear Lake High School. But then they'd go on, and they didn't have the tools and the skills that they needed to succeed in college because I had spoon-fed them. And this is not spoon-feeding, okay? One of the great things about Summit is the mentor component. And so in the classroom, we are going over curriculum, we're going over content, but mostly we're going over the skills so they can transfer those skills from one area to the next. And the mentor comes in, who is the person that the student meets with on a daily basis, and the mentor meets with that student at least biweekly, but for a lot of our students, it's every single week. And we have these one-on-one contacts with a caring adult. And that adult is helping that student to navigate the civics and the character improvement and the self-direction and setting goals and learning the skills for learning. And each student has not only individual classroom teachers, but this mentor teacher. And parents, this is what's awesome, parents don't have to try to go to every single individual teacher, but can now just go to the mentor who has access to all of that. And so that should help to make the parent-teacher contact even closer. I may have gone off topic a little bit, but the self-motivation. We've always had students who struggle with self-motivation, and the parents are the first point of contact with that because parents, you know when your student's not self-motivated. And so we really need you to help us to understand early on that my student struggles with this. And then we can really start one-on-one individualizing things to help show the student how to become self-motivated. And it's sometimes hard. Well, no, sometimes it's easy. I have some students for whom once they caught on to the program, boy, they're just flying with it. And I have others who are still fighting it because they've told me to my face, I just want you to stand up there and tell me all the answers. And then I just want to give it back to you. And we don't do it that anymore. That just doesn't help them at all.
Right. And you kind of, in that, talking about self-motivation, you talked about the parents' responsibility as well, because this does put a little bit more responsibility on us as parents. You know, on the billboard in front of the middle school, I love the quote, and I'm gonna slaughter it, but I know it says something about school is our second home, but home is our first school.
Yes.
I think that's
what
it is. And I love that. I read that every time I go by, and I think how true that
mm-hmm.
is.
Yeah.
And so what is our responsibility as parents?
Stay involved. That's number one. Sit down with your student and struggle through that initial learning process as you see the platform from your student's point of view. There's a lot there, which, you know, is the beauty of it, but it's also the curse of it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot there. But sit down with your student and learn it from his or her point of view. Do more than just look at that 3-week grade check that PowerSchool sends out. Talk to your student, talk to your student's mentor, talk to your student's teachers if you have the time. Come to back-to-school nights, come to parent-teacher conferences, set up individual conferences with the mentor to discuss your student's whole self, the person, the academic self, the civic self. Stay as engaged as you were when your son or daughter was in kindergarten. Remember those days? You read with them and you helped with things. Stay that engaged. Even when your teenager says no, stay that engaged and be really diligent in that. Then once you understand how the platform works, where the resources are, what checkpoints are, what final products are, what can be redone, when it needs to be redone, then you're going to be able to ask those important questions, such as, why do you think that? How does this work? Please explain that to me. Don't give your child the fish. Teach your child how to fish. And that's going to make all the difference in the world.
Agreed. How important do you think it is for the parents to talk positively about it? Do you think that impacts their student?
Well, I think positive talk about anything impacts all of us. Mm-hmm. If we're negative about it, of course our students are going to be negative about it. But granted, not everybody's honest with me. You know, people just don't always tell me the truth. I know they tell me what they think I want to hear, or they just don't tell me anything. And so the only things that I ever hear is they hate it because it's so complicated. They hate it because it's hard. But once you learn how to use it and learn how to navigate through it, it's not that hard. In fact, I find it really exciting. You know, I was born in 1961, and I started teaching in 1983. Things have changed enormously through the years. I started teaching at Bear Lake High School in 1990. So many changes since then. People ask, well, why did you change? It worked before. Well, yes, it did. And the horse and buggy worked before.
Right.
And, you know, why do we change? Why do parents change their parenting techniques from one child to the next child? Because everybody's an individual. Right. You know, why did you at the radio station change your whole format? Not just because somebody else bought you, but because it was the right thing to do.
Right.
And so we change because it's the right thing to do. And this is the right thing to do, is to help prepare our students for their world, which is now.
Right, right. Gone, like you said, gone are the days of, in fact, you don't even really have textbooks and stuff anymore. I mean, there are textbooks out there, and we do still use those, but everything's technology.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh.
That's how they learn. They learn by what they can hold in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And read.
Oh, yeah.
And I love this program because it teaches them how to use that resource.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, here, memorize this for a test, and then it's gone.
Yeah, I don't remember whatever I learned in school.
Oh,
me
neither.
You know, don't ask me. Yeah, every once in a while, I'll get this memory. It's like, whoa, I remember doing that.
Right.
But, yeah, memorizing facts, although there are some groundwork facts that, and groundwork, I don't know, skills. Well, there's always skills that people need to know.
Right.
That's all there is to that. And so there is some memorization that has to happen, especially in the younger grades.
Right.
But especially once they reach high school, and I think even in middle school, they need the skills more. And technology is here to stay. So those of you who hate technology, I'm sorry, it's here to stay. And that's not from me. That's just what everybody knows. But not all technology is created equally. And not everything online is good for us. And we know that. But if you just block your student from everything, then you have not taught your student how to discern what's right and what's wrong when they're reading it, when they're being exposed to it. And they have to learn those critical evaluation skills. And that's one of the things the Summit Learning Platform helps to teach them, is critical thinking skills. To accomplish so much. And it also helps them with communication.
Right.